Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program, already in progress. It is the second hour on this Friday. A meat Friday at that. Beef stew on the Traeger. Got a fire burning as well. It's cold. It is really cold here in Connecticut. So beef stew sounds like a great item on the menu. When is it not a good time to have beef stew in the winter? Yes, Paulie.
We were just joking around that if my name were Stewart, I would definitely go with the nickname Beef
Stew.
Hey, Beef.
Beef
Stew.
Hey, Beef.
That's your buddy. That's your buddy.
Everybody wants to hang out with Beef Stew.
Oh,
hey, Beef.
Drink.
Hey, Beef.
Beef Stew.
Like it or not, this is the first weekend without NFL football since early September, and although there have been some issues, for the most part, it's been an uninterrupted season, a couple of hiccups along the way. And fortunately, they've been able to do it safely for the most part, which is quite a feat in itself. And this season made you realize just how much football is part of the fabric of our society. The NFL was full speed ahead. They were not going to be denied, deterred. And now a little pause for Super Bowl week. And it's funny how empty Sunday afternoon is going to feel, especially considering we basically went through 4 months with no sports. And that seems like such a long time ago. I guess we're going to find out something to watch this weekend. Hockey, basketball, golf, and then we get ready for the Chiefs and the Buccaneers as we move forward. If you missed Albert Breer from the Monday Morning Quarterback last hour, he dropped this little nugget. He said he thinks there's a good chance Matthew Stafford is traded before the Super Bowl. So then we decided to play the Matthew Stafford game of where we think Matthew Stafford could end up. And myself and the Danettes, we all got our picks there. We had the New England Patriots in there, New Orleans Saints in there, Chicago Bears in there, the Colts in there, and the 49ers in there. Yeah, McLevin.
I'm looking at the draft order, and the Colts are 21. There's a lot of teams right around there who might make a call there. How about the Vegas Raiders? You know John Gruden loves that guy.
No, the Washington football team to
me. They're at 19 compared to the Colts 20. That's another one.
I think that because, once again, their quarterbacking situation is easy to get out of. And that's where I have to factor in where – it's like Deshaun Watson. Where can he go where – what am I interrupting here? What do I have to get rid of to bring in Deshaun Watson? I mean, if I bring him into Atlanta, then what do I do with Matt Ryan? Do I have a taker for Matt Ryan? And then Matt Ryan's in play with somebody. Yeah, McLovin.
Could you send Matt Ryan to Houston as like a placeholder for the Texans in that deal? Why would Houston want Matt Ryan, right? I mean, at this point, they don't have a team that's ready to win.
The Colts would want Matt Ryan. But, you know, the Saints could want Matt Ryan. It just feels like if you've probably got 18 to 20 teams right now who are having discussions, what would it take to get this guy? And if we don't get this guy, what would it take to get this guy? Is that too much? Is that not enough? Can we, you know, strengthen the deal, spice it up a little bit. The Hall of Fame coach, Jimmy Johnson, will join us coming up. We'll get his thoughts on this. And I was wondering about this. If you're the Texans, you've traded before with the Dolphins. Would you trade again with the Dolphins, considering what happened with the Laremy Tunsil deal? Could they bail you out on Tua if you don't think Tua is a franchise quarterback? And then the Texans take Tua, and let's say they got the third pick overall. You draft Devontae Smith, and now you have something there. But you're kind of giving the Texans their picks back, is the way to look at
it. Like draft day.
Yeah, here you go. We're going to give you all these guys here. But, you know, trying to figure out Deshaun Watson, demand a trade, request a trade. How long is this going to – what about he doesn't go anywhere? Because – I know nobody wants to think of that. You know, I don't want to be a buzzkill, but I said to the Danettes, I probably do more homework between the hours of 6:30 and 8:30 every single night. Because that's when I have people, East Coast, West Coast, are available. You can text. You can also call somebody. I spent 35 minutes on the phone with a source last night, and we went over everything. We went over Eric Bieniemy because my source said, he has somebody who was involved in the interviewing process with Eric Bieniemy. And he said, here is the biggest problem that I was told with Eric Bieniemy. And it is he did not have a fully flushed out staff ready to go. And what the owners want now, the general managers want, is what is your game plan? Who is your quarterback's coach? Who's your defensive coordinator? Who's your offensive coordinator? Are you calling plays? Is the offensive coordinator calling plays? That Eric... And while they said he is a dynamic interview, like he is charismatic, and I was told last night, you got to have that staff ready to tell them that you are buttoned up. And I'm sure it's pretty hard for Eric Bieniemy to get ready for a Super Bowl while trying to assemble a staff that you can say, we're ready to go. We're going to hit the ground running on that Monday right after the Super Bowl. I was also told by the same source, understand this, there are three types of owners in the NFL, in his opinion. There's a third of the owners who listen to the commissioner, and they will go out of their way to try to help him when they're asked to help him. Make sure you're interviewing minority candidates. There's a third that are probably on the fence that they might help out the commissioner, they might not. And then there's a third of the owners who don't care what Roger Goodell has to say. And you have to factor that in with hiring your coach. Now you have search firms. You ask a search firm to hire your coach, or at least help you hire your coach. And the Texans famously hired a search firm for their general manager position, and then they didn't take the top two recommendations that the search firm came up with. So those are just some of the things that are going on right now that I learned yesterday. But, you know, part of that was Bieniemy. And this person has known Eric a long time. And I said, did what happened at Colorado, you know, when he was younger, you know, these prior incidents, you know, 30 years ago, 25 years ago? And my source said no, that this was more about Eric. Did he have a staff ready to go that was impressing these owners? So the presentation of this was really important. And from what I was told, that's where, you know, he didn't live up to the standards that they were looking for. That's just one opinion, but that's somebody who knew somebody who was in an interviewing process with him, or at least around the people who were interviewing Eric Bieniemy. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. We played the Matthew Stafford game last hour. We're going to play the Deshaun Watson game this hour in about a half hour from now. Where we think Deshaun Watson will end up. Yes, McLovin.
By the way, we tweeted out, send us your trade proposals for Deshaun Watson. We're getting a ton of Bradley Beal jokes saying we should trade it for Bradley Beal and Chris Bryant, too. So people take this seriously.
But it is Hypothetical Friday.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so can you do it? I don't know if the cap works out with Bradley Beal and, yeah.
By the way, you go back to the Miami Dolphins when they announced that they had acquired a 2020 first-round pick, a 2021 first-round pick, a 2021 second-round pick, a cornerback, a tackle in exchange to the Texans for Laremy Tunsil and wide receiver Kenny Stills and a fourth-round pick in 2020 and 2021 a sixth-round pick. So to recap, the Dolphins, they got a 2020 first-round pick. They have a 2021 first-round pick, which is the third pick overall. They have a second-round pick in 2021, courtesy of your Houston Texans. Maybe you give your first-round pick this year, your second-round pick this year, and Tua Tagovailoa, and you bring in Deshaun Watson. So it's a wash. We'll give you a starting quarterback. You can draft his receiver from college, Devontae Smith, and we'll give you a second-round pick as well. What do you think? Yes, Paul.
It is a bit like house money with Miami. You know, they're not giving up draft capital that puts them in a hole. They're kind of breaking back to even.
You know, everybody is – it feels like this is a local story for about 20 different cities. Like Chicago, this is your number one story. Atlanta, I could see it. You know, could we get Deshaun Watson? It feels like Chicago is going, yay, we missed him the first time. We're going to get him this time. The Colts, we haven't heard the Colts with Deshaun Watson, but if you're the Colts, you probably go, all right, what's it going to take? No, we can't do that. It feels like this is just a quick transaction where you go, what's the highest first-round pick we can get for Matthew Stafford? And I don't know if that's the approach the Lions have, but if you say the Washington football team is going to give me the 19th pick overall, I'm going to take that over the Colts giving me the 21st pick overall. Like, this is not – we're not playing favorites, and I don't know. Matthew Stafford doesn't have a no trade. You just say, hey, we'll take your first-round pick, and you have the rights to Matthew Stafford. All right, we'll get to phone calls. What's the poll question we're going with, McLevin?
Well, we started with, if you're Jacksonville – this seems like a long time ago. Do you trade the number one overall pick for Deshaun Watson? 64% said, no, you don't make that trade.
Yeah, I don't. But Albert Breer brought up something interesting that Urban Meyer tried really, really hard to get Deshaun Watson to go to Ohio State and viewed him as the guy who got away. And maybe there's a relationship there. But I'm taking Trevor Lawrence. I'm going to roll the dice on Trevor Lawrence. Although it doesn't seem like it's that big a gamble, but I'm going to roll the dice because I want somebody that I grow with, and I want somebody who is not going to cost me $35, $38, $39 million a year. Yes, McLevin.
If you look at recent history, it's all the Super Bowl teams are guys on their first contracts, right? Mahomes, Goff, Russell Wilson. Yeah, you hammered that home like a few years ago, and it's still true.
Well, unless you have a veteran quarterback who restructures his deal. You know, Brady did that, and it helped. That's why Ben Roethlisberger is basically, in my opinion, saying to the Steelers, please take me back. I don't care what you pay me. I just want to play one more year. If I'm the Steelers, is it, hey, we get Ben at a greatly reduced price, but does that make us better next year? And I don't know what your other option is. That's what I would want to know, what the Steelers... What is plan B or what is plan A if Ben is plan B? I don't want to say, and Ben might be trying to present a scenario where you got to take me back or I'm going to make it difficult for you to walk away from me. You know, is there mutual interest? I guess you say that publicly, but if I'm the Steelers, I would want to explore plan A, and that's not Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah, Paul.
You know, if you look at Roethlisberger, it's been so long since he won a Super Bowl. It's like his Super Bowls. Not that they didn't happen, but if you said whose career would you want, Aaron Rodgers or Ben Roethlisberger, most people would probably go Rodgers. He's considered way better.
Yeah.
But, you know, Roethlisberger's two Super Bowls are 13 years ago. 15 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Coming off injuries, no, I don't. I got to move on.
But two rings, he doesn't feel like a guy who has two rings. He feels like a guy who's kind of got two rings.
Yes, McLeod.
But there are weird things with him. Like, they were undefeated. They went 11-0. Like,
yeah, but I know you only play who's in front of you, but they didn't have – that wasn't a difficult schedule. When they got to a difficult schedule, that's when they failed
The other funny thing is he led the league in passing 2 years ago. He's incredibly productive in a weird way. But yeah. is that real production, or is that kind of inflated numbers?
Well, didn't Jameis Winston lead the NFL in passing?
Yeah.
Passing yards? Yeah. Stafford's done it a few times. A couple of phone calls in here. Once again, Jimmy Johnson will join us coming up. Kathy in Los Angeles leads us off. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning to all you and the Danettes, and happy Traeger Meet Friday. I have got the Scotty Miller name.
The nickname?
The nickname.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Scotty Maserati Miller.
Scotty Maserati. That's not bad, Kath. I like that. If Scotty could get a deal out of that, but thank you for the phone call. Scotty Maserati Miller. Yeah, McLeod.
Take out the Miller. Just Scotty Maserati. I don't know.
So
I like
legally
it.
He goes with Scotty Maserati? All right. See, if I'm Scotty Miller, I don't want to draw any more attention to me than I already have. It's too late. Like, Scotty Miller, it doesn't sound like you're a burner, but Scotty Maserati, oh, my God, the defensive backs. You know, I'm going to give you a flat tire. You're going to have engine problems today, mister. Like, get ready for a head-on collision.
Bringing you in for service.
Yeah, McLovin.
Little Scott Miller out of Bowling Green. You don't have to worry about him. That's who I'm presenting myself as.
Yes. Oh, who you lined up? Opposite guy named Scott Miller. Scott Miller. The Scott Miller? Yep. The Scott Miller. Scotty Maserati. He had a pretty good week. He got more attention this week off of what he said about Tyreek Hill than he did catching that touchdown pass against the Green Bay Packers. Jeremy in Iowa. Hi, Jeremy. What's on your mind today?
You kind of covered this just a little bit ago, but I've been a Steelers fan since about 79. And if you're the Steelers and you're willing to go away from Roethlisberger, which I'm okay with, who do you have as your top choice? We have Mason Rudolph, who's not an NFL starting quarterback. We got Josh Dobbs, who's not an NFL starting quarterback, unless you're the Jets or something like that. When we got rid of when Terry Bradshaw retired, we went to the Cliff Stout, Mark Malone, Bubby Brister years, including Neil O'Donnell, who was the worst quarterback ever to start a Super Bowl, in my opinion. Who do you go to? Do you want to go back to those years as a Steelers?
Well, you don't want to go back there, but you know the Steelers didn't want to go back there. It just they didn't have somebody that they thought was ready to step up and take over for Terry. I don't know who else is out there, but once again, if you're the Steelers, you have to be respectful to Ben. And now he's saying, it doesn't matter what you pay me. You pay me a couple million dollars. I want to play. That's a one-year guy. Now the bigger picture is, and you have a good team. I don't know if you have a great team, but does a better quarterback make you a great team? Does that put you on par with the other really good teams in the AFC right now? And I don't know who would be available. Like, is Matthew Stafford in play for the Steelers? I guess he would be. If you're the Steelers, you got to at least ask about Deshaun Watson, right? What's he going to cost you? But if Ben is your best option, then I would have my doubts would remain about the Steelers and just how competitive they can be. And it's just because Ben has been through the wars. And his style, it's not like he avoids tackles. Yeah. But he got rid of the ball a lot quicker these days. Yeah, McLovin.
I was going to say that caller disrespected Devlin Duck Hodges as the Steelers, but then I Googled. Did you guys know that he's on a new team?
I did not. I did not. Yeah, Paulie.
I think he's on a team on the West Coast, but I can't remember which one.
Mm. He signed with the Rams 3 days ago to a futures contract. I don't even know if that means he's on the roster, but they cut him last week. We missed that.
Jared Goff's job in jeopardy. Duck Devlin's in town. Ducking for cover.
Duck Dynasty. Rams are going to start pulling off a few Super Bowl titles.
Okay. Todd is back. By the way, what are you wearing today?
I'm wearing a cowboy Western type shirt with black sweatpants. No particular reason. I was listening to country music last night. I was singing like Garth Brooks and Brooks and Dunn in the shower. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to wear a cowboy Western shirt today.
I don't know if George Strait would wear Sweatpants?
Might not.
I don't know.
Probably jeans and Spurs boots, belt buckles.
Nate doesn't wear Spurs.
Belt buckles.
Yeah, belt buckles.
But this was like one of my efforts when I used to do those Frank Williams Jr. Monday Night Football songs. I just pulled that out of the back of the closet.
Yeah, I was just surprised with the sweatpants and the sneakers.
It's an odd look.
A little bit.
It looks like I escaped some home or something like that. I'm just kind of wandering aimlessly, and I need to be found and put back.
It looked like you got dressed in the dark.
The lights were dim, but I definitely saw what I was wearing.
All right, we'll take a break. The Hall of Famer Jimmy Johnson, NFL and Fox, will join us coming up next. And then we'll play the Deshaun Watson game, where we think Watson will end up. Justin Herbert, in an hour from now, on loan from the Chargers, and he plays Jake from State Farm. Kevin Miles and his guns will show up as well. Coming up on 20 after the hour, this is the Dan Patrick Show. Todd wanted to know if Rocket Mortgage is still having the Super Bowl Square sweepstakes.
They better be.
Yeah, they are. And then I said to Todd, what could you do with $50,000?
A lot.
Yeah. Well, you can find out this year, Rocket Mortgage hosting the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, millions of dollars in prizes. Every time the score changes, you got a chance to win $50,000. Plus, two lucky players will win $500,000 they could use towards their dream home.
And they could just give away that much money and like stay in business.
They can.
Very generous.
Yes, we keep the routine going. Thank you, Todd. Touchdowns, field goals, extra points. Every scoring play pays. Follow along on February 7th to see if you're a winner. And you can enter now. It's easy to play. Free to enter. RocketMortgageSquares.com. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. states and D.C. who are the age of majority. Ends February 4th, 2021 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. More phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. New comedy on Thursday, Ted Danson, Holly Hunter, Bobby Moynihan star, and Mr. Mayor. That'll be 8 Central, 8 o'clock, 7 Central on NBC streaming next day on Peacock. He's the Hall of Fame head coach, NFL on Fox analyst, Jimmy Johnson, back on the program. Morning, Jimmy. How are you?
Dan, how are you doing? I hadn't talked to you in a while.
What time did you get up today?
Actually, 4:30. I get up about 4:30 every morning.
Did you get up that early when you coached?
Yep, about 4:30, 5 o'clock. I was in the office by 5:30 almost every morning.
What can you accomplish? I guess there's nobody there where, you know, you right. That probably helps.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I always like to go in the office for a couple hours prior to my staff meeting to kind of go over the what I wanted to go, you know, talk about in the staff meeting, what we had to accomplish that day, et cetera. And then I hired Norv Turner. It's my second year in Dallas, and so, you know, I go in about 5:30, and Norv's already there. You know, I didn't like that at all. I didn't like somebody, and it disrupted my whole day. You know, and so the next morning I go in about 5:15. Norv's there, and then about, you know, I tried about 4:45, and Norv was there. I said, hey, you know, we're going to have to stop this. You know, we're not going to get any sleep at all. Let's make a pact. You know, let's go come in at the same time at least.
Chuck Knoll famously told his assistants to go home. Like, you have families, go home. You know, Dick Vermeil would, you know, sleep over at the office when he was coaching. Like, has coaching changed, or is it still that you're going to be here till 11 or 12 at night?
It just really depends on the situation. For instance, I was in charge of personnel. And I talked to Urban Meyer about this before he took the Jacksonville job. I said, you know, if you're going to really use your expertise, you're going to have to be in charge of personnel. And so that's going to be a 12-month out of the year job. It's a round-the-clock job if you're doing coaching and personnel. And so that's the way it was for me. Now, the one thing that I did do, even though I went in the office really early every morning, I would purposely, you know, go home about 10 o'clock at night because I know as long as I was staying there, my assistants were going to stay there. And I didn't want them to stay there doing busy work just because the head coach was still in the office. So I made a point to leave the office by 10 o'clock at night.
Did you try to talk Urban Meyer out of the Jacksonville job?
No, actually, we had a couple of conversations when Texas was trying to hire him. And I wanted to compare college coaching and professional coaching, which he had never done. And I told him, I said, if you think college coaching is a grind, I said, hey, professional coaching is a completely different world. In college, you know, even though you got recruiting, you've got a family life, you've got a social life, you can actually go play golf in the off season. You know, you've got time to yourself. I said, if you're going to be in charge of personnel, which you should be because he knows all the college players, I said, if you're going to be in charge of personnel as well as the head coach, you're not going to have any time for family, for social, for anything. And there are coaches that could delegate, and, you know, they made a point of going home, like you say, you know, Dick Vermeil or some of the rest of them, but that wasn't my personality. If there was work to be done, I was going to be there.
How close do you think it was for Urban to take that Texas job?
He debated on it. Obviously, you know, University of Texas is a, you know, it's a premier job. But I told him, I said, you know, I had a chance to go to Texas myself, leaving the University of Miami. I said, but, you know, I love living in Miami. And so I didn't do it. And he said, you know, he had already accomplished so much in college football at Ohio State and at Florida. Yeah. I don't think the lure of Texas meant as much to him as what it might have been to somebody else.
You famously came up with the draft chart where, you know, the you assessed a value of where you were picking in the draft or what draft right. picks were worth. Does that still hold up now? And if so, let's look at Deshaun Watson. And what would you want in return if you're the Texans GM?
Well, the one thing about the draft chart, and I've talked to a bunch of people about this, you really can't put a player into the draft chart because you don't know the value of the player. The draft chart is really for picks versus picks.
Okay.
If you're in the first round, you want to move up, you trade a third rounder and swap number ones, et cetera, et cetera. So it put a value on all of the picks. But Al Davis and I talked about this, you know, he wanted to do it, you know, with players. I said, Al, you can't do it with players. You don't know the value of a player. And he said, you know, the thing about it, and after I did the chart, I studied all the other teams and I studied all of their trades. And he was all over the map as far as the value of picks. And I asked him, I said, you know, there's some teams like the 49ers, they were right along the line. And I talked to them about it. They didn't have a chart, but they studied it. And so they had a little bit of an idea. And Al was just everywhere. And he said, you know, I'm a personnel guy. I'm not a value guy. He said, if I want a player, I don't care how much it takes. I'm going to go get that player. And so I'll overpay for players. He said, you won't. You know, you're a value guy, and if they're asking too much, you'll move on to the next player. But anyway, with the chart, you only use it for picks.
What would you give up, or what would you want for Deshaun Watson?
If I was head coach David Culley, I would go and knock on Watson's door, and I'd have me a couple of Michelob Ultras, and I'd say, listen, let's work this thing out somehow, some way. I mean, I had a similar situation, you know, when I was in Dallas. You know, Troy Aikman didn't like me a whole lot that first year because I drafted Steve Walsh. But I drafted Steve so I could trade him later and get some picks, which I got a 1, 2, and a 3 for him. And I had to walk a tightrope between the two players because I didn't want to diminish the value of Walsh. And so I couldn't play favoritism, you know, with either one of them. So Troy didn't like that at all. Well, after I traded Steve, I went and knocked on Troy's door. And we sat down and we got to working, and I actually set up a tropical fish tank for him. So if I'm Culley, I'd do whatever it takes. You know, hey, forget about pride. Forget about ego. You go and sit with Watson and somehow work it out. Hey, we can make this thing work right here with the Texans.
We had Troy on last week, and Troy told us this story again about that NFC title game where he got concussed. He was in the hospital. He said, I still don't remember the game, but he played in the Super Bowl a week later, Jimmy.
And did not play as well as Troy can play. We struggled. I think he might have thrown an interception the first half. You know, we struggled the first half, and we went into the locker room at halftime. I think we may have been down, or, you know, it was a tight game. And I told the guys, I grabbed the offensive line and Emmett. I said, we're going to go back out there. And I said, Emmett, you get ready. I said, I'm not going to give you a breather. You know, we're going to pound them. We're going to run the football. We went out there and run the power. Emmett touched the ball, you know, like every play except one in that particular drive, and we took the lead. Troy was not at his best because of the concussion.
So you realize that, and that's where you said to the offensive line and Emmett, we're going to win this. We got to win it this way. We can't rely on Troy.
And, you know, we were number one in the league in defense too. So, you know, that had a lot to do with it. But we ran the power. You know, we pulled big old Nate Newton and leading Emmett right up on the right side. We ran the power 4 or 5 times and took it right down the field and scored. And you know, and Troy in the last game of the year, he didn't play, I think, the last game of the year. Bernie Kosar came in there and helped us. You know, help us beat San Francisco. And so, you know, Troy was not at his best, you know, because of that concussion.
How would you coach differently, or would you coach differently if you were coaching now in the NFL?
The league would make me coach differently. I mean, we were in pads and we were scrimmaging, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You know, we never went in shorts. You know, we never went in shells. We were in pads. So the league would make me, you know, change the way I coached. And that's a difficult thing, you know, because if we were in shorts in a practice, I was bored. I wanted a physical football team. So I would have us in a physical type of workout as much as it's allowed. And so that would be the big thing as far as trying to be a little bit more physical. That's why you see such poor tackling now in the game, because they don't tackle in practice. They don't have contact in practice. And I've talked to a bunch of trainers around the league. We did a little bit of a study getting ready for the Fox show. And half a dozen of the trainers said, because there's not contact in practices, he says that really leads to more injuries, because players don't know how to fall. Players are not expecting contact. Players don't protect themselves. And really, the more contact you have, in their opinion, the fewer injuries you're going to have, especially the early. I know I talked to the trainer in Jacksonville, and he had Tom Mazlinski. He played for me in Dallas. And he said it takes a couple of weeks of contact with players before they get accustomed, you know, to the game speed. And so not having contact in practice, I think it really hurts the team. But don't tell these players that, because these players are going to say, hey, you know, let's legislate rules to where we won't have any contact.
Is the greatest quarterback of all time, should it come down to the number of Super Bowls you win?
Yeah, Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time.
But if I said you had to face a quarterback, or let's say you had to start a franchise.
There's no question.
You're starting your franchise with Tom Brady over
No.
Okay.
There's no question who I'd start it with. The greatest quarterback of all time is Tom Brady because of his record and his Super Bowl wins. The most talented quarterback I've ever seen is Patrick Mahomes. You know, Patrick Mahomes is unbelievable what he can do. I mean, he can do it all. He can make all the throws. You know, he has such a feel for the game. He has such vision. And he's mobile. Patrick Mahomes is the most talented quarterback I've seen. But the greatest quarterback of all time is Tom Brady because of what he accomplished.
But if you said you had to face a quarterback, game on the line, the quarterback you don't want to face in a one-game elimination is who? All time.
Patrick Mahomes. But let me cushion that a little bit.
Okay.
I would face either quarterback depending on their supporting cast. Whichever one has the – both of them can beat you. Both of them can win. But who has the best supporting cast? Who has the best defense? You know, we talked about our Dallas teams. Everybody talked about the triplets. And the triplets were the first to go in the Hall of Fame. But they overlooked that we were number one in the NFL total defense. You know, now, eventually, Charles Haley went into the Hall of Fame. But it's a team game, Dan. And as great as those quarterbacks are, you know, I talked to Troy our second year. He had hurt his shoulder. We would have made the playoffs. He didn't make the Pro Bowl. And I said, I'm sorry, Troy. I tried to get you in the Pro Bowl. You know, he said, Coach, just keep supporting, you know, bringing, you know, my supporting cast. Just keep bringing me players. I'll go to plenty of Pro Bowls.
I thought you were going to say Montana or Elway.
Did they win as many Super Bowls as Brady?
No. Like starting a franchise.
Oh, no, I said Patrick Mahomes.
I know, but I thought you might have gone Elway or Montana to start a franchise over Patrick Mahomes.
I think Patrick Mahomes is more talented than either one of those two. Like I said, he's the most talented quarterback I've ever seen.
Yeah, I don't know if he's more talented than Elway. This is my opinion. I think Elway, you know, is as maybe the most talented quarterback I've ever seen. And that goes back to the late 60s. But
so how are we going to solve this thing?
We're not. Over some Mick Ultras. Tell me what you're doing with Mick Ultra with the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, Mick Ultra's got a really cool commercial, Super Bowl. It's, you know, are you happy because you win? Or do you win because you're happy? And it brought up a point to me. I said, you know, I'm a much better coach, you know, when I'm upbeat and positive and happy. You know, I did a much better job there. And so it's really a cool commercial. And plus, you know, just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs it keeps me slim and trim.
If it made my hair look like yours, then I would definitely drink it. Definitely drink it. But you've got Serena's in it. Peyton Manning's in the commercial. Are they involved in this?
I've got to recollect. Yeah, there's a bunch of cool people.
That covers it.
I'm not in it, though.
Yeah, why aren't you in it?
Let's talk to the advertisers about it. I need to be in it.
It's always great to talk to you. Hope you're in good health, good spirits, and thanks for joining us as always, Jimmy.
Well, when you're happy, you win, Dan.
Thank you, buddy. That's Jimmy Johnson, NFL and Fox analyst, two-time Super Bowl champ and Hall of Famer. He's very bright. You know, it's just fun to hear. Like if you ask a question, he gives you an answer. Not just coach speak. He gives you an answer. Yeah, Paul.
Whenever we have him on or I see him talking, what a bright guy is, I always feel like, man, I wish I had about 10 more years of him as a head coach somewhere.
Yeah.
He gave it up real early. Compared to most, real early.
Yeah. Take a break. Phone calls coming up, and we play the Deshaun Watson game next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Got it down low. Voracek ripped it out to the point man. Gustafson with a shot. He scores! Erik Gustafson along the ice, able to beat Wedgewood. And Philadelphia is up by two.
97.5, the Fanatic Flyers Radio Network. Claude Giroux scores his first goal of the season. Next game will be at home against the New York Islanders. What, McLovin?
Again, McLovin's Flyers. That is my full bearing. Claude Giroux? Spell with an X? I love that dude.
Stop it. Stop it. Discover matches all the cash back you earned at the end of your first year. It's like they're cramming a full year's worth of cash back into one of those cash-shaped birthday cards. Cashback match only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover something brighter. Phone calls coming up. Also, we'll play the Deshaun Watson game, where we think he'll end up. Speaking of Deshaun Watson, September 22nd, of 2020, Urban Meyer was on the program, and I asked Urban who was the player he wasn't able to land in recruiting, the one who got away. Here is Urban Meyer.
Quarterback?
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson. He was committed so early, and I remember flying there, and I thought we had him thinking about it, but Clemson did such a great job recruiting him that I still think he's one of the greatest competitors, still is. But Deshaun Watson was the one.
But you know what amazed me, though, Coach, is he did everything you wanted a quarterback to do in college, but then people still had doubts about him going into the NFL. That's what I don't understand.
Well, NFL, it amazes me when I hear people say, well, I'm not sure he'll make it because NFL is a quarterback game. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. So is college a quarterback game? So is high school football and peewee. It's a quarterback sport. And quarterbacks in the NFL, I hear people blame them when they're stuck on a really lousy team.
So that's Urban Meyer from back in September. Too bad he doesn't have another chance to get him. Oh, that's right. Maybe he does with Jacksonville. That leads me to where we started the show. Adam Schefter's tweet, fun little hypothetical. Would the Texans and Jacksonville Jaguars be willing to trade Deshaun Watson for the number one overall pick? That's just a hypothetical from Adam Schefter. Time to play the Deshaun Watson game, where we think Deshaun Watson will end up. I'm going to start with our country music fan, Todd Fritz, who is channeling his inner or outer Garth Brooks.
As much as I can see Bill Belichick finagling Deshaun Watson to the Patriots, they don't really have the weapons right now for Deshaun to throw to. I'm going to say he's going to become a San Francisco 49er where there's some more people to throw to.
Okay. Why is it that we always, you have to have something before you say where he's going to go?
I felt
that not you. I'm just saying that we all do. Paulie famously does this.
Because we hedge our bets and we want to, even though we're supposed to pick one.
Paulie goes, you know, I'd like to say that he's going to go to, but he's going to go to.
It's like having two guesses when you've been told
yes,
only to pick one.
Yes, because then that's Paulie's famous for, watch this. Paulie, where does Deshaun Watson end up?
Carolina Panthers.
Don't even.
Okay. What were you going to do before I said that?
Oh, I had a whole preamble. I mean, it was at least 45 seconds. I was going to suggest the Vikings and then pull it back.
Vikings?
Yeah. No. Carolina Panthers. Okay. Carolina.
McLovin.
I love the Panthers. Paulie sold Panthers for me, but I'm going to go off the board. I know Miami's the Vegas favorite, Atlanta.
Okay.
Hometown cooking.
Okay.
So what team was it?
I know.
I think it's Atlanta. So you just did what I said.
I know, because you said it. I love, by the way, Seton won the last time we played this game earlier when he mentioned the fog in San Francisco. That was the best lead we've ever had over here.
A lot of pressure to follow up in this game, then.
And Seton, where do you think Deshaun Watson ends up?
Deshaun to Jacksonville? Elementary, my dear Watson.
No, it's terrible.
I stole that directly from, I think, Ryan in Honolulu yesterday did that, literally that exact same joke.
Don't encourage Ryan from Honolulu.
Aloha.
Speaking of accents, bad accents, I did an interview with Sam Neill. Yesterday, Sam Neill stars in Jurassic Park. He's Dr. Alan Grant. He's been in a lot of movies, but he's a character actor, and he's in the movie Jurassic Park. So I'm doing a podcast on famous scene where he first comes on, you know, where he first sees the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park. So we spend about I don't know, 25, 30 minutes just talking about Jurassic Park and that scene and working with the dinosaurs. And Paulie goes, hey, can you ask Sam Neill? I got a question. I go, great. Like, I'm not the biggest Jurassic Park guy, but yeah, if you can help me with this interview, sure. What do you have, Paulie? And he goes, ask him about Sean Connery's accent in The Hunt for Red October. And I go, that has nothing to do with Jurassic Park. He goes, I know, but he was in The Hunt for Red October, and you had Sean Connery playing a Russian submarine captain. He had a Scottish accent. So at the very end of the interview, so Sam Neill, hey, Sam, thank you, and good luck with Jurassic Park and the next one that's coming out. I said, oh, I got one more question. What did you think of Sean Connery's accent in The Hunt for Red October? And then he laughed, and he goes, Sean was allowed to do whatever he wanted to do. That was just Sean being Sean. And the fact that he didn't even try for a Russian accent was just, it was great. Yeah, Paul.
It's the greatest thing because everyone loves The Hunt for Red October. Alec Baldwin, Sean Connery, but Sean Connery's Scottish. He's a Russian captain. It's the best. And we just ignore it.
Well, I don't know if he had lived in Russia that long. He might have relocated to Russia like later in his life. And, you know, he still had the heavy accent.
Ironically, Alec Baldwin's wife. Alec Baldwin.
Whoa.
I'm connecting the dots.
Wow. Wow. All right. I said I was going to get to phone calls, and then I didn't get to phone calls here. So why did you lie, Dan? I didn't mean to lie. Maybe I deceived a little bit. Jake from State Farm is going to join us in 10 minutes from now. What are we asking Jake from State Farm? Like, he's not even the original Jake from State Farm. Who is this? Jake from State Farm. What do you wear? But this is different Jake from State Farm. Yes, Todd?
At 3 o'clock in the morning, that's who you're talking to? Who is this?
Yeah, but that's a Kathy's, different. That's a different. Did they think about changing Jake from State Farm's name when they brought in somebody different?
They like the name Jake, a new and improved Jake, who may or may not be on PEDs.
No, maybe that's my first question. Those performance-enhancing drugs. Justin Herbert joins us as well. Close out the second hour, and what a second hour it was. Discover, Discover. And when you discover, Discover, you'll discover the cashback match. Now, I'm getting ahead of myself. Any credit card can offer cashback, but only Discover matches all the cashback you earned at the end of your first year. It's like getting one of those birthday cards shaped like cash. You know there's cash inside. That's your first year cashback match. You don't even have to send a thank you note. Cashback match. Only by Discover card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover, something brighter.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more. Right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.